Warning. The Savage Nation. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
For the young people here today, I know it may seem easy to see these events as removed from our life, remote from our day routines, distant from concerns closer to home. I recognize it both in the United States and...
Today we saw a new low for Obama. He gave a speech before 2,000 brainwashed college girls in Europe who sat there like for a rock concert with their video cameras, looking at every word he said, so satisfied. He again went in the campaign voice of the civil rights voice, the affirmative action voice, the immigrant-loving voice, went into the tones that I know so well when he's on the road. And I'm entitling his speech today and the show. Oh, boy, welcome to Savage Nation. This is not an imaginary monologue you're hearing. It's me, Michael. And the show title is this: From the Gettysburg Address to the Pettysburg Address. After pushing us into a new Cold War, after setting the Arab nations on fire, President Obama has the audacity to go out there and give this pompous academic affirmative action speech and pull out an old speech that he must have done 100 times out of his top hat, thinking that this college lecture on being nice to your neighbors would embarrass Putin into withdrawing from Crimea. Don't leave any money on the table, said Michelle. And he used the same exact tones, again going into the very same tonality when he tried to embarrass Putin into what? Withdrawing from Crimea? Do you have any idea how out of touch with reality this man is? It doesn't get any more clear to me that the man is completely out of his depth than in the following clip from his speech today. Not the one I just played, but it gets even worse. You're not going to believe what I'm about to play. I heard the speech. I said, "Argue the guy is out of touch with reality. He thinks it's the new Gettysburg Address, but to me it sounds like the Pettysburg Address. He thought he was going to be remembered in history for this, remembered as a clown for this." But it got stupid when it went to that clip, Neil, that I can't find. Here it is. Clip it. Listen to this.
We know that there will always be intolerance, but instead of fearing the immigrant, we can welcome him. We can insist on policies that benefit the many, not just the few. That an age of globalization and dizzying change opens the door of opportunity to the marginalized and not just a privileged few.
Oh, poor marginalized.
Instead of targeting our gay and lesbian brothers and sisters, we can use our laws to protect their rights. Instead of defining ourselves in opposition to others, we can affirm the aspirations that we hold in common.
Oh, God. You know, if this keeps up, what the psychos who run Obama are liable to do is turn this entire invasion of Crimea into an attack on gays and lesbians by Putin. They're liable to say that the entire invasion of Crimea had nothing to do with territorial integrity or protection of the warm water fleet by Putin or the historic ties between Crimea and Russia, but an attack upon the 12 gay and lesbians in Crimea who are now shuddering in fear because of the evil fascist Russians who've invaded. The guy is becoming increasingly out of touch with reality, about as out of touch with reality as his wife is in China taking Tai Chi lessons. He lectures us about the many, not the few. He lectures us about inclusion while Queen Michelle is on her grand tour of China. It's sickening. And you say, "Well, okay, you made your point. Now let's move on." All right, I'll move on. I made my point. It's nauseating. Let me tell you something. If Putin listened to the speech in translation, he probably ordered some herring and vodka afterwards to say, "And what else is new? Now give me some real news." The clown from America gave a speech to college girls. What, he tried to embarrass me into withdrawing from Crimea? Do you know that the Russians have double the number of nuclear weapons that we do? Do you know this, you idiots, you Democrat morons out there? Do you idiots understand that you psychopaths who are anti-nuke
All your lives, anti-nuke, anti-war, anti-gun, anti-military, anti-bullet, anti-lead. You stupid idiots, you. You backed us into a corner where we're a pathetic laughing stock of a nation under this clown. Do you know that the Russians have twice the number of nuclear warheads that we do, and this moron is there lecturing Putin to be a nice guy? Are you people that stupid? Yes. This is what this is a product of 30 years of the Rolling Stones and marijuana generation. This is a 30 years of rock and roll and drugs has done to people. There are very few people left who even understand what's going on and the danger we're in. And one of them is Vladimir Putin. He, believe me, he knows what's going on. Now, I have the full transcript of the speech he gave today before 2,000 brainwashed college girls, who, by the way, before this speech, before the hero Obama arrived, were probably more interested in pointy shoes and an orgasm than in Crimea. But once they heard that Obama was appearing, they got out their cell phones and wiped down the lenses of the phone so they can record the entire speech and sit there just gooing over his fantastic jazz delivery. You know, it's still my 20th anniversary. We have special guests at the bottom of the hour. We have Colonel Alan West, who's agreed to come on the show. I'm not going to dwell on it. You can go to michaelsavage.com. But it's been a very big morning for me because it came out today. It's on my website. If I'm not for me, who will be, is the old saying. If I'm only for me, who am I? But I have to be for me because you know I'm the invisible man in the media. You know I'm not allowed on Fox News. You know that this blacklist. You know I've been on it from the beginning. And so, therefore, you don't think I exist. But I do, and I'm my own show, my own website. And on the top left of michaelsavage.com, I'm proud to announce that we have a new chart put out by Cumulus Media, who did a beautiful job. It says, Michael Savage continues his domination of Sean Hannity, sweeping in four of the five top markets. And it shows New York, it shows Chicago, San Francisco, and Dallas. Join the fight, be a part of our winning team. It's a beautiful chart, and there's a great picture, a collectible of me and Teddy in a 1970 Jaguar XKE without any computer chips in it, in case the government decides to control my car driving and step on the gas pedal. There is no chip that they can use in that car. It's got three SU carburetors, and the Lucas wires are probably more dangerous than the NSA. To be honest with you, the Lucas wiring in the Jaguar are probably more dangerous to me than the NSA is. But there was an interesting article by Andrew Carell in Mediaite today that you will not see linked on any website because they're all part of the Hannity-Limbaugh cartel. They pretend that they're independent, but they're not. And as far as I can tell, after yesterday's interview, they're all part of the Republican establishment. There's nothing wrong with that. But make no mistake about it, they're Republican hacks, they're Republican apparatchiks, including every one of them. And I'm not, which is why they hate me and they want to keep me down. Now, we'll talk about Crimea. Let me read the article. Let me get it out of my system because I have to. It's on Mediaite. Linked up on Savage.com. Michael Savage boasts of trouncing rival Hannity major markets. He's a Republican hack. And here's the article. It's very short. Indulge me. He looks better than me in the picture. First of all, that picture of him is 20 years old. He now looks like Lou Costello with the part down the middle. Stop with the 20-year-old picture. When are they running a picture of me with the gray goatee and him looking 30 years old? I mean, run one of him to him. A stock picture shows how he looks like a Republican, and I don't. That's the difference. It's no secret that Sean Hannity established a bitter rivalry. That enmity only got fiercer when the pair became aftermath competitors earlier this year. In the first competition in January 2014, Savage pulled an upset, defeating Hannity in the key 25-54 demo in a handful of major radio markets. That surprising streak has maintained as Savage boasted to continued dominance in February 2014. You know, there's a key line in there, an upset victory. I'm the underdog. I don't care whether you like me. I'm the underdog, damn it. And America's supposed to love an underdog instead of stepping on an underdog. I'm the underdog, not him. Get right. According to Nielsen Audio Metro data, Savage at least doubled Hannity's average quarter hour rating in two major markets, New York and Dallas, and at least tripled his rating in Chicago and Savage's hometown of San Francisco. Note, the Chicago market doesn't quite see direct competition, As Savage's show is delayed until 6 p.m. local time while Hannity's airs live at 2 p.m. I still beat him. You ever see that yet? In a DV show, I beat him. Now, let me just finish it. I'll get it out of my system. I'm elated because they said it couldn't be done, Savage told Mediaite. I stomped him, and it's gratifying to me because Hannity's never had any competition. He continued on to lash Hannity over politics. This is the first time anyone's got the chance to expose him for being a Republican hack. He reads Republican talking points and promotes his TV show, and I think people got tired of it. Suffice it to say, the pair have an ugly history. As we've documented here, Savage has long accused his rival of being a shallow fake broadcaster. In response, Hannity has insulted Savage. The feud came to a hilt when it was announced Savage would take over Hannity's time slot after the latter split with Cumulus. I took over 52 major stations. Despite Savage's first 2 months of demo victories, Hannity still defeats Savage in overall national listenership, finishing second only to Rush Limbaugh. Savage is unfazed by that, however. Here's what I said. He has more stations than I do, he told us. But when I compete with him head-to-head in these major markets, he gets stumped. They write, we have reached out to Premier Networks, the Clear Channel subsidiary that syndicates Hannity, for comment, but have yet to hear back. So that's that story. You had to hear it. You heard it from me. Okay. And I like to read comments that people make when they put me down. And someone says, it's rich that someone who worships the federal government and parrots establishment talking points would have the temerity to question the intelligence of others. I don't know whether he's referring to me or him. I assume him. I don't read Republican talking points. Oh, God. Where are we going to go from this today? Where are we going to go from this today? The commentary from people in pajamas drooling on themselves. It's what it makes America. You know, there's an interesting side story that you're not interested in, but I have to throw it out because I'm going to come back to it. You know, for a month now, I've been saying we need a federal task force to take over San Francisco. I said it's the most corrupt city in America. It's more corrupt than New Orleans. You've heard me say that, right? I'm afraid to walk the streets because of what I'm seeing and saying. Now, I don't have any inside information. Don't get me wrong. I don't know where the pals meet. I don't know what they do. I don't know who the bagmen are. But I just know it's the most corrupt city in America because of a number of, let us say, flags. It's run by the Democrat machine that is more corrupt than the old machine that ran New York City for over 100 years until it was finally busted by Fiorello LaGuardia when he was elected. Tammany Hall. San Francisco is more corrupt than Tammany Hall ever was, is what I see here. Doesn't mean I don't love the city. I do, but I'm sickened by it. I'm sickened by the corruption and the arrogance and the pettiness of the politicians. So I've been saying, oh, we need a federal task force. Well, guess what happened today? I was shocked. It has nothing to do with me because I never mentioned this guy's name. They took down one of the most powerful men in the city. The FBI took him into custody today. I was shocked. I was shocked to read this. California State Senator Leyland Yee arrested in corruption case. Investigation that led to the SF lawmaker being taken into custody also involves former gangster Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow. I was shocked to read this for a number of reasons. He was one of the most powerful men in the city. Yee's office raided. Yee arrives at courthouse. Latest Yee video update. Photos, Yee's legislative career. Well, I don't know who Leyland Yee is. I know he's very powerful and he was, you know, slated to become attorney general of the state and then maybe governor. But I was shocked to read that the FBI would override Obama's Justice Department, and I'm going to make a little comment in a minute, and actually act on their own, you know, evidence, so to speak, by taking down such a powerful man. But I will say this to you. Here's my fear. Eric Holder will sweep this case under the rug like he did the one of Harry Reid 2 weeks ago. Remember they caught Harry Reid in some illegalities? The local FBI office was told to dummy up, shut up, and burn the papers. I fear that this country is so corrupt, it's the most corrupt administration since Warren Harding under Barack Obama. But you don't believe it because he's a man of color. And as you well know, men of color are better than you and I. You understand that. And after all, even if they're slightly corrupt, why, the men who preceded them are more corrupt, so therefore the corruption should be ignored. I mean, that's the thinking that goes on in the brains of people from Tiburon, California. And across the moat in San Francisco. My fear is that this will be swept under the rug. If it is not swept under the rug by Eric Holder, then I think that when Leyland Yee, finally turns to save his own skin and pleads to a lesser charge, there are going to be some empty seats in the Opera House. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. Hey, thousands of criminals get rich off hidden home security floor. You want to hear it? Almost every alarm has this defect. They're even sold by big-name companies. You shell out $1,500, you get locked into a long-term contract. You think you're safe, right? But a burglar could destroy your alarm in a few seconds with just a pair of scissors. Did you know that? The dangerous defect, your alarm phone line. If a burglar cuts it, bingo, you're defenseless. But SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice, built by Harvard engineers. SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. That means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring under $15 a month. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. No contracts. I love them. Protect your home with the alarm I trust, SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeSavage.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. You got it? That's SimpliSafeSavage.com. S-I-M-P-L-Y-S-A-F-E, Savage.com.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. Free brochure about Life Alert service. Call now, 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
One Little Joint Supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and stability. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete, because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-514-5679. Instaflex. It's powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shop. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-514-5679. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-514-5679.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now, 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Attention, did you know that certain changes the IRS could affect your taxes in 2014? It's true. Pay attention. You can actually save on both 2013 and 2014 taxes. If you act now by calling my friends at Swiss America, 800-229-2646.
assistance. They will explain how to start or move existing IRA or 401k into gold, silver, and platinum in a government-accepted precious metals IRA. SAF says the more you are, the less you IRS. Who would you rather pay, yourself or the government? Well, one simple 5-minute call to Swiss America is the first step at 800-289-2640. Write it down, 800-289-2640. Don't delay until 15th to approach it. And gold prices are over 12% so far in 2014. Remember this. The more you IRA, the less you IRS. Call Swiss America now, 800-289-2646, and tell them Savage sent the call. Still not too late, 800-289-2646. My friend at Swiss has simplified it for you. Take action now. I'm going to make a prediction that what happened today in San Francisco with Senator Leyland Yee being arrested by the FBI is just the beginning. This is going to unravel the entire corruption in the city. Now, Harry Reid, did you know what happened to Harry Reid? Listen to this story right now.
He was in a majority leader. Harry Reid says he'll reimburse his campaign close to $17,000 for money spent on holiday gifts. The Federal Election Commission wants an explanation of the items on Reid's campaign expense reports. The senator's office reluctantly admitted today that a vendor by the name of Ryan Elizabeth was paid $16,000 in change by the Reid campaign. That's actually Ryan Elizabeth Reid. She's the granddaughter of the Senate Majority Leader. And while there's prohibition on using family members as vendors, the FEC wants to know more about the gifts purchased with campaign funds.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that he hid his granddaughter's last name from a $16,000 schmear job? This is what's going on under this corrupt administration. And, you know, a fish rots from the head down. You say, well, Obama hasn't personally been corrupt. He is corrupt. He's the most corrupt president in American history. What do you call changing laws according to where? What do you call stamping on the Constitution? What do you call abusing the taxpayer at every turn? I would call that corruption. In other words, so the little guys, the little fish downstream say, if he can do that, I can do this. If she can fly to China for $50 million, I can steal $2 million. What does it matter to me? It's nothing to the budget. You've heard them say keep spending. You've heard bosses say we'll spend, don't cut anything. Because to them, there's no tomorrow. There's no tomorrow. I wrote a novel 2 years ago called The Time for War, set in Chinatown, San Francisco. I go to the bone by this novel. It has nothing to do with this Russian case. But it has to do with the culture behind the closed doors. The culture under the floorboards and how it relates to the bigger picture of a nation, running from within.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage. Hello, people. Ty Bollinger here, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. There is a drug-resistant superbug, Perfect Storm, that's on a collision course with mankind. Infections that were previously treatable are returning with a vengeance. The rise of the superbugs is here, much to our chagrin. This fact, associated with the end of the age of antibiotic drugs, is rapidly approaching. Drugs are quickly becoming increasingly irrelevant as bacteria and microorganisms have learned to evolve and outsmart these drugs. But there is a solution. I've seen it firsthand. You must obtain Carnivora. That's CARNIVORA.com. Used successfully by a U.S. president in 1985. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. I'm urging you to try Carnivora. You must protect yourself and your loved ones now. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY today.
Is your well water staining your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? End these problems with HydroCare's revolutionary well water system. Get clean, healthy, great tasting water in every faucet. HydroCare removes high levels of iron, hydrogen sulfide, scent, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fissures. Unlike other expensive complex systems, HydroCare's multi-stage well water system costs only $799. Doesn't require any tanks, backwashing, or electricity. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Try now, pay later. HydroCare, the smart technology for all your water problems.
Go to bestwaternow.com or call now 1-866-979-9147. That's 1-866-979-9147.
The revolution in clean water is here.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Really? They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can do Heritage for the Blind. All ones, vans, trucks, and you'll be supporting those that live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your to many exciting locations. 03 vacation voucher, 895-803.
They've replaced them with ones that are trapped in your buyer's no maintenance. There are no hundreds of dollars each year.
Dehumidifier for almost 20 gone.
Say goodbye. HouseNow.com. DryHouseNow.com.
Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Welcome to the Savage Nation. Before we go to our guest, one of my favorite Americans, Colonel Alan West, we had a call, an anonymous call during the break from a man who said he's an FBI agent in San Francisco. He wouldn't leave his name. And he told our producers that this is just the beginning, and I pray to God that Eric Holder doesn't step in and crush justice once again. I don't know how much longer this country can take this anymore. Now, this morning, the president gave a speech that was a new look of the Capitol. Let's go to Alan. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Well, I just have a to be with you, and my daughter said the best.
Oh, great people. I remember the time he came up to my house in Florida. That was a great, great day. Colonel, did you hear Obama's speech today from Europe?
Yes, I did. And, you know, following on with the speech he gave and press conference yesterday at The Hague, what he said at Brussels, I think we have a president that just does not get it, that he tries to envision the world in his own vision, and it is really far away from reality. And what you see being portrayed, especially in Europe, is the weakness of America, not the strength of America, and Vladimir Putin is going to take advantage of that, as well as others.
You know, Alan, I call it that we've gone from the Gettysburg Address to the Pettysburg Address, because he was speaking, Obama, again, in the same tones he used on the stump speeches that he gave when he was running for office. He was speaking to 2,000 college girls who were idolizing him once again. He went to that tonality, which I know very well, is part of that whole, you know, rap that he uses when he wants to sell people about how sincere and good he is. But he's the man who's brought us into a new Cold War. He's the man who set the Arab nations on fire. And yet he pulls out of his hat statements that were absolutely stunning. Colonel West, did you hear when he started to talk about gays and lesbians in the middle of a day like today? I mean, what does that have to do with Russia taking over Crimea?
Well, you know, Dr. Savage, let's be very honest. You have a president that he is more so worried about, repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, allowing transgenders to serve in the military, allowing Peter's turban and hijab. Okay, I don't know, security interest, this whole social egalitarianism where, you know, the one side fits all, we all should be equal, which comes along with his education policy of Common Core. So, you know, for him, he is indeed, as you know, transforming the United States of America to this, you know, progressive socialist world that he has always been in and left, as you well know, has always envisioned. But you're right. What Vladimir Putin, what China sees, what the rebels down in South America see, this is the opportunity to strike the United States of America because this president has misplaced priorities.
Now, look, you're a hero to millions of Americans who know your background. You're also a multi-generational military man. And you also know that we have half the number of nuclear warheads that Russia does.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world do we back ourselves into this corner that on the one hand, the man balls the U.S. military, and the other day he puts out a memo that he wants to eliminate the Hellfire missile. You saw that, I'm sure.
Yes, I did.
The tank-killing missile that's used in our helicopters, and at the same time, he wants to take on one of the biggest tank forces in the world. He's saying, no, we're not going to use military. Well, what power does he have over Russia?
Well,
none. Nothing.
That's the point. He does not want to have any type of military confrontation, not with Russia, not with anyone. And you're correct. He's canceled two of the most successful missile systems that we have known in the military, the Tomahawk cruise missile, which was okay for him to use, but he really unconstitutionally conducted his operation in Libya. And then the Hellfire system, which is what is mounted on drones, and he's been a big proponent of drone usage. And the replacement for those systems are not supposed to come for 10 years. So again, he is defaming the United States military. You know, when Chuck Hagel came out on Monday, of a few weeks past and said we're going to cut our army out to pre-World War II levels. By Friday, Vladimir Putin had forces in the Crimea. So people are watching what he is doing. And putting hands on 11 guys in Russia or a bank here or there, that's not going to affect Putin. That's not his center of gravity. But the center of gravity for Putin is energy resources, which Obama is a slave to environmentalists, so he's not going to do it then.
Right, and I'm against military, and I want to be very clear about that. This is an interesting paradox here. I said something last week which I still think is interesting, Colonel West. I'd like to run it by you and my audience. I said there's almost a silver lining at this point to having a weak pacifist president in the one regard. If we had had McCain in there, we might be at war. I think he could have won bombers on the Russian troops by now, which could have led to World War III. Which is an interesting scenario, but certainly plausible. I want to know, in your mind, first of all, I don't think we have anything in the Balkans. I think one Russia should be lost for Ukraine. I said that before. There's no national security interest here, none. Do you agree with that?
Well, I have to disagree about national security interest because I'm looking at it from a strategic positioning. And no one is handing me out to go to war with them, but as Ronald Reagan talked about peace through strength, your military can be a deterrent and keeping people at bay and let them know that you are serious about protecting your alliances. So I would say that we, the very simple thing, if you have the missile defense shield in place that Obama canceled, if you can expand the NATO membership, if you can have some joint military exercises with some of these countries, especially from the Baltic states, that's what we need to move away from the old pre-positioned forces that we had to now a more of a power projection force where we can go military training. But when you are sitting back and taking the options off the table, and your military is one of many different options, diplomatic, informational, economic, then you're letting a dictator such as Putin know that I'm getting run. And I can say that this has an incredible parallel to the 1930s when Sir Neville Chamberlain didn't do anything. They gave state land over to Hitler. Then the next thing you know, he went right straight into Czechoslovakia and then Poland. So, weakness can be enticing to some people.
Well, but do you actually think Putin's going to take Estonia and Poland? I don't.
Well, see, this is the military teaches you to prepare for the enemy's most dangerous course of action. And that's what we should prepare for. Putin said, I have no intentions of going into Crimea or annexing, and look what happened. He did. He has no respect for us. Really, he has no respect for us. You see, this is the time to reaffirm the Soviet empire that he said was, the greatest disappointment for him in the 20th century was its collapse. So
well, you're a military man in respect. You are a military man, so I would expect you to see it differently than I do, Colonel West, but truthfully, I think Crimea is our business. and I've said so. But let's move on. The Hellfire missile, the Tomahawk missile cancellations, those are proposed budget items, aren't they? Can Congress stop this man from actually killing those programs?
Yeah, they can. These are proposals to go into the 2015 budget cycle. And as you know, the House and Senate Armed Services Committee will look at the authorization act for the military, and then that will go on to the appropriations. So the Congress needs to do its job, but you know, Dr. Savage, we have to take the Congress, House, Senate, that really stands up to this president. They allow him to do many things by executive order and regulatory fiat. So we need to have the Congress service to help us hold their bill, not in the purse, and make do own the moral responsibility of the federal government, which is to provide for the common defense instead of creating a welfare nanny state.
Well, I remember back when you were a congressman and we first met at my house in Florida, and what the Republican establishment did to you. They redrew the districts, they gerrymandered you out of office. And I'm not enamored of the Republican Party. I haven't been for forever. I'm an independent conservative, as you probably know. Are you going to run for office again?
Oh, yeah. You know, right now, I have a great opportunity to get across country and help out, you know, military minority conservatives. That's my focal point. That's why I have the Guardian Fund, and then also help out these junior ROTC programs who are severely getting cut. That was my first path to understand leadership. So high school students need that type of a program. But looking out, you know, the 2016 cycle, I will probably, you know, come back and run. But, you know, I fight for my country. I don't fight for a party. I fight for the fundamental principles that enable me to come out of the inner city of Atlanta, Georgia, and be speaking on the Michael Savage radio show. So I think that's where this country is moving toward, as you said, an independent conservative. People are going to focus on good policy. People are focus on the right sound principles. Economic principles, energy, military, national security, policy. That's what the American people look for, especially leadership right now. And
I hope you run for higher office. There are millions of people who would vote for you, Colonel West. Believe me, it's not just local office we're interested in. Can you imagine if we had a Republican victory and you were made Secretary of Defense? Never happened, because as you well know, they put a defense contractor stooge in there. But God, if you were in charge of the Defense Department, maybe we could sleep well at night again. Now, I don't know about you, Colonel West, but I'm going to be getting a Kim Jong-un haircut. Because did you read the story this morning that Kim Jong-un is requiring all North Korean men to have his hair cut? Did you hear that story?
No, I had not heard it. But again, that's the scholarly. Look, you know, if Barack Obama could make us all march in the same direction, he would. And I think that's one of the things he's.
I know. What if Obama made us all dead? One of his accoutrements. No, but Kim Jong-un said that everyone must have his haircut, the leader's haircut. Now, this is funny. The hairstylist is referred to as the Chinese smuggler haircut. The Chinese smuggler haircut, close quote, because of its resemblance to actual Chinese smugglers. Would you believe this?
It's incredible. But, you know, when you're dealing with a regime that, you know, for all of these years, since, you know, the 50s, when the Soviet Union basically became the major impact player there with their Marxist, Maoist ideology, Stalinist ideology, this is what the North Koreans have been up with. But, you know, think about it. This little young, you know, 29, 30-year-old, you know, wet behind the ears guy is the leader of a nation. And, you know, once again, they're primary belligerent, you know, promulgating nuclear weapons technology across the world. The most important thing, Dr. Savage, we have got to get some strong leadership, and that's a bipartisan issue, strong leadership for this country, because I fear for the future right now.
Well, I agree with you. And one other last note, I'm just thinking about this haircut, Kim Jong-un's haircut. I just wonder if Dennis Rodman will get such a haircut in solidarity with his good friend, Kim Jong-un, and if he does, you better be careful that they don't electrocute him with all that bling hanging from his earlobes.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, what I would say is that maybe once you get, you know, tattoos and wear a dress like Dennis Rodman did, so maybe they can go hang out together.
You know, there's a blessing in what he just said. In other words, he could have come out and said that I'm going to stop looking like Dennis Rodman. This is actually a blessing in disguise. Colonel Alan West, thank you very much for being with us today on the Savage Nation, helping me and my listeners celebrate. Is it I and my listeners? My listeners and I celebrate my 20th anniversary in radio. Thank you very much, Alan.
It's awesome, and thank you, Dr. Savage. And our book, guardian of the Republican get out at the beginning of the mausoleum.
No, no, listen, how do we help you in your endeavors with the ROTC? What do we do there?
Yes, if you look to our website, AlanWest.com, you'll see an icon that you can click on Alan West Foundation, or you can just type in Alan West Foundation, and you can see the things that we're doing to try to help build the next generation of profitable American leadership, especially with the inner city high schools that need
ROTC, Reserve Officer Training Corps.
Yeah.
It's helped an awful lot of men and women make a life for themselves.
Absolutely.
Colonel West, run for president. Thank you for being with us on the Savage Nation. That brings us to 47 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the Savage Nation on your local station. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. Hey, listen, the IRS just issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of my Savage listeners. Life reminds us, identity thieves know that virtually all the info they need to steal your identity and even your life's savings is on your tax forms. Case in point, the Treasury Department announced that an ex-IRS employee used taxpayers' personal info to file multiple fraudulent returns, stealing more than $300,000 from taxpayers like you and me. Last year alone, identity thieves stole over $3 billion. With fraudulent tax returns. This is too big for you to fight alone. Not even law enforcement can stop all identity theft. You got to do something. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, you got to do something with LifeLock Ultimate Protection. Visit LifeLock.com now and enter your promo code SAVAGE or call and mention SAVAGE to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate membership. You call 800-838-9050. That's 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, life is there.
Having a scare, Life Alert
also protects.
Thanks to Life Alert, people can avoid or delay going 877-55. Call Life Alive.
One Little Joint's help increase your mobility. Joint Relief, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Bring it to 1-800-5-6 pants. Available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shop. But you can only get your top.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or ODI world president now? Telling you that when you are an ape tech to tune
awards problems with HydroCare Verosky and the smart technology for all your water problems.
Go to pestwaternow.com or call now 1-866.
Worst for ways to attract and retain great employees. It's a big job. Well, listen up. I've got six reasons switching to Paycom and help. Number one, one database. With one login to take care of all your HR needs. Two, Paycom's technology empowers employees to change their personal info, see their pay history, enroll in benefits, request time off, and more. Number three is something more and more employees need and expect, and that's easy access to their data from anywhere as internet. Reason four, improved efficiency. Reason five, reduced risk. And finally, number six, every CFO and CEO's favorite, Paycom will improve your bottom line. To learn all the COM.
After the Second World War, people from Africa to India threw off the yoke of colonialism to secure their independence.
Here we go.
In the United States, citizens took freedom rights and began beatings to put an end.
Here we go again.
And secure
again
their civil rights.
Again.
As the Iron Curtain fell here in Europe. The iron fist of apartheid was unclenched, and Nelson Mandela emerged upright.
Here we go again.
Proud from prison.
And what does it have to do with Ukraine? What does it have to do with anything? A stump speech again, like he's running for the college presidency of the Kennedy School of Governance. This is sickening. See, we don't have a leader. The man is more like a college president. He'd be a fabulous college president. Who can give long speeches and be good in the suit and go to meetings and raise money at the National Endowment for the Humanities
and the NIH and the NSF. And then that's about it. But he's not equipped for this job. Not made for it at all. Maybe no one is. You know, that's another thing I wanted to talk about. I believe our government is so out of date. It is so wrong for our times that it's frightening. I don't believe we need a president. I don't believe we should have a president at all. Where did this come from? We need one man who's a genius who knows everything? How can one man know everything other than me? It's impossible. How can you have one man? Okay, I can speak intelligently about many subjects. What I don't know, I'm not gonna speak about it. If I come upon a subject I don't know anything about, I'll get an expert. How can you have a president get up there and pretend to know everything about everything and be the ultimate arbiter of the right move on every subject from defense to ballet? How is it possible? You know, this man never fired a gun in his life. I can guarantee you Barack Obama never fired a rifle or a pistol. Remember there was a fake picture of him firing a shotgun after it was brought up that he never fired a gun? They put a gun in his hand and he almost fell over. Remember that picture? That fake picture of him with a gun? Like the fake picture they photoshopped of him in the war room after Osama bin Laden was caught when he was actually somewhere else, probably getting a haircut, then they photoshopped him into the picture. How could he be an expert on the military? How is it possible? How could he be commander-in-chief? You know, the whole concept of the president being commander-in-chief goes back to George Washington, who had been commander-in-chief. But this is an antiquated concept. A president is nowhere near a commander-in-chief. It should be a military man with hard battle experience. Period. End of story. That's it. I'll give you five other departments where he has no knowledge whatsoever, and yet he speaks with utter authority. I don't think we need a president. I think we need a panel. A triumvirate would be better than a president. That's number one. I've always felt that the winner should be president and the loser in a general election should be vice president. In other words, Romney should have been the vice president. At least you'd have balance instead of two stooges from the same circus.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
An example, they say, of the West interfering in the affairs of a smaller country, just as they're doing now. But NATO only intervened after the people of Kosovo were systematically brutalized and killed for years.
Oh, the big lie.
And Kosovo only left Serbia after a referendum was organized, not outside the boundaries of international law, but in careful cooperation with the United Nations.
Liar. This is rewriting history. This man is so bad it's frightening. Not only is he weak, he's a liar. He just rewrote history. He rewrote the history today of so many things, including the ripoff or stealing of Kosovo from the Serbs. Because let me remind you of something, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation. As a student of history, Kosovo was part of Serbia since the 1300s. It was stolen by Bill Clinton and the very same socialist vermin who are now involved in their machinations in Ukraine. The very same vermin who stole Kosovo from Serbia for their own interests, mainly an oil pipeline, as far as I could tell, were involved in trying to steal Ukraine to the EU, again, for the reasons of oil. Not directly oil per se, but as I say to you, there are great shale formations in western Ukraine that they are desperate to hold on to in order to become energy independent, which, interestingly enough, Obama referred to in clip one, where he talks about energy. Because right now, if Russia wants to turn off the gas, all the pawn shops in Brussels would be closed down immediately. Every prostitute would have to go home and wrap herself in newspaper if Russia turned off the gas. And they know that. So don't believe for a minute that they are not dependent upon Russia. It's a simple matter of power here, and we have none. We have not a card to play, nothing. What card do we have to play? Don't leave any money on the table. Boys and girls, don't leave any money on the table. We have no card to play, none whatsoever. Now, I think you've heard enough about the speech, but I haven't played enough of the speech for my own satisfaction. It hit a new low in front of all the college girls. I didn't know where they got them from, sitting with the iPhones taking his picture. Almost in tears again. They were almost in tears. There was almost a mass hysteria in the audience today, and they gave this speech. Again, appealing to the young people. Listen to clip 6 now from today.
For the young people here today, I know it may seem easy to see these events as removed.
What's a young people? Tell me what a young people is.
Remote from our daily routines, distant from concerns closer to home.
Like pointy shoes and orgasms.
In the United States and in much of Europe, there's more than enough to worry about in the affairs of our own countries.
Sure, how much does a shoe cost?
There will always be voices who say that what happens in the wider world
is
not
our concern. How much is a stoli today in a bar in Denmark?
Nor our responsibility. But we must never forget that we are heirs to a struggle for freedom.
Yeah, again, hear the voice, the Michelle voice? Don't leave any money on the table. We are heirs to a struggle for freedom. Well rehearsed, but meaningless. Now, in the next one, here's a real big whopper without cheese. Listen to 7.
I say this as the president of a country that looked to Europe for the values that are written into our founding documents.
Wait a minute. We didn't look to Europe. We ran from Europe. The founding fathers ran from Europe. We didn't look to Europe. We ran away from that society, that rigged society, that class-ridden society. What values did Europe have? They had terrible values. We didn't look to Europe for our founding documents. Yes, they had the Magna Carta, but the Magna Carta was superseded by the U.S. Constitution. Mr. President, you're a so-called constitutional scholar. And I'm not, but even I know that. No, we didn't look to Europe for our values. That's what you're trying to do now. You are trying to twist our values into those of socialist Europe, Mr. Obama. Again, rewriting history. Whoever his speechwriter is terrible, incidentally. He should get a new speechwriter because there's not a line in this speech that anyone will remember. If anyone remembers anything, it will be my summation of today's speech, which is that, I better get it exactly right. I have 500 sheets today for today's show, swamped here. Today we've seen Obama take us from the Gettysburg Address to the Pettysburg Address. Welcome to the Savage Nation. It's Blue Tuesday. What day is today? The week is flying. I don't know what. Wednesday? Wednesday is another show I don't want to end. The reason I'm energetic, remember last Wednesday I told you it was a show I didn't want to end because I go to the dentist to have a tooth removed? I did. I had the tooth removed. Well, today, the minute the show ends, I have to go to the same dentist to have the stitches removed from the tooth that he pulled out. So it's a show I don't want it to end. I don't want this show to end. No, they say the stitches are easy. It's a two-stitch removal process. But I then have the option to do exactly what I did last week after the dentist, which was go immediately to the nearest bar on medication and drink as much vodka as I possibly could hold through a straw. Because I find that if you mix vodka in a glass of ice and vodka through a straw on the side of the mouth that was not manipulated by the dentist, you get at least a few hours of relief. Now, the next day you wish you were dead. It's another story. 855-400-7282. I have to go on to the speech now. I'm not letting it go. You can hang up. Go listen to anyone you want. I will not let this go today because he's going from bad to worse, and he's not finished yet. Now he's got to go to Riyadh and Saudi Arabia, God knows what for. Maybe he's going to meet up with Michelle, and they're going to have a date night or something somewhere in Malaysia. I don't know what they're going to do, but she may be home by the time he gets home. Where were you? How was the trip? Don't know. See you next time. I'm leaving, I'm coming, I'm going. How are the girls? Don't know, haven't seen them. My mother takes care of them. I haven't seen them in 3 months. Russia and the Ukraine. It's actually Russia and Ukraine. Russia, you're not allowed to say the Ukraine. There's a mistake. If you say the Ukraine, you're showing illiteracy. If you really want to be an educated listener and really show that you're smart, you say Ukraine and Crimea, not the. Don't proceed. That'd be like saying the Mexico or the Texas. So Obama now talks about national sovereignty and about integrity and minorities. But why does he talk about our national sovereignty and why he's committing the travesty and crime of America with illegal aliens from Mexico, because that's a big story. In clips 8, he hits a new low, confusing himself with academic socialist values at the institutions of lower living that we know as the Ivy League with the real world. Listen to now clip 8.
We know that there will always be intolerance, but instead of fearing the immigrant, we can welcome him.
What?
We can insist on policies that benefit many, not just...
What the heck does this have to do with Crimea and Ukraine? What the heck does it have to do with anything? Nothing. Who slipped this into his speech? See, his speech was written by a group of special interest hacks inside the presidential entourage who slipped these things. It gets even lower. Now listen to the rest of it.
We know that there will always be intolerance, but instead of fearing the immigrant, we can welcome him.
Why?
We can insist on policies that benefit the many, not just the few. An age of globalization and dizzying change opens the door of opportunity to the marginalized and not just a privileged few.
What?
Instead of targeting our gay and lesbian brothers and sisters, we can use our laws to protect their rights.
Sisters.
Instead of defining ourselves in opposition to others, we can affirm the aspirations that we hold in common.
What a bunch of garbage. What a bunch of crap. This guy is not ready for prime time. What do you mean a speech like this at a time like this? The man pushed us into a new Cold War. He set the Arab world on fire. And he's giving us a college speech like to a bunch of college kids who sit there and clap with an iPhone in their hand. Not ready for prime time. Training wheels. Still on training wheels. Who wrote this garbage for him? This speech is beyond belief. I have never heard anything as discombobulated and as unrelated to reality by a president in my entire life. I've heard boring speeches. I've heard somewhat inspiring speeches. I have never heard such rubbish in my entire life. Now let me go a step further and say, okay, made your point. No, I haven't made my point. This is a look inside this man's confused mind. This is a look inside the mind of a man not ready for the president who has 3 more years to destroy this country and to destroy the world. And I am telling you that there has to be a movement to remove him from office before he destroys the entire world. With his Arab Spring, him and Hillary Clinton set the Arab world on fire. That wasn't good enough for him. Then he had to send that old moron, war hawk, John McCain, into Ukraine during the Olympics when he knew Putin was powerless to act. And that old son of a gun, that hack who should be arrested, they should have locked him up in The Hague for being a warmonger. That son of a gun, McCain, went to Ukraine in December and stirred up the mobs who then threw firebombs and used clubs and axes and knives to throw out of office a duly elected president. That's what happened. Don't you let this bum rewrite history. Nor McCain, another hack of the military-industrial complex, let him get away with it. Who does he think he is, for God's sakes? Say, well, who do you think you are? Nothing. I'm nobody. I'm just another American. I've had it up to here with these liars. They're going to kill all of us if they're not stopped. They will kill us! You think that there are no consequences for this kind of imbecility? Look back on history. You'll see that imbeciles could destroy a nation. Obama's an imbecile, a very dangerous imbecile, a very corrupt imbecile, but an imbecile. I used to think he was very bright. I used to think that he was very bright and that we should never underestimate him. Well, let me say this. He's not very bright, but we shouldn't underestimate the damage he's doing and that he can do. He is surrounded by some of the most dangerous academic socialists you could ever imagine. Last week, they want to cut the Hellfire and Tomahawk missile. The week before that, they want to shrink the Navy to World War I levels. The week before that, they want to decimate another aspect of the military. Then 2 weeks later, suddenly, he's Mr. Bellicose against Russia. You know, you could summarize the whole thing to Teddy Roosevelt's statement, walk softly and carry a big stick. This guy is the opposite. This guy talks loudly and carries a limp stick. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver, SwissAmerica.com. Attention, you know certain checks of the IRS could affect your taxes in 2014? It's true. protection. You could actually save on both 2013 and 2014 taxes if you act now by calling my friends at Swiss America, 800-289-2646. Listen, they will explain how to start or move an existing IRA or 401k into gold, silver, and platinum in a government-accepted precious metals IRA. Savage says the more you IRA, the less you IRS. Who would you rather pay, yourself or the government? Well, one simple five-minute call to Swiss America is the first step at 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Don't delay. April 15th is fast approaching. And gold prices are up over 12% so far in 2014. Remember this. The more you IRA, the less you IRS. Call Swiss America now. 800-289-2646. And tell them Savage said call. It's still not too late. 800-289-2646. My friend at Swiss has simplified it for you. Take action now.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it. You could junk it. Or, you can donate it to Herod for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They replace them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it saves you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Whether it's a city fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Hey, are you suffering from itchy skin? It's worse than ever this winter. Hey, look, whatever your reason for itchy, uncomfortable skin, I'm sure you're like me. Use the same old products each year. You put on the oil, you don't get relief. It's terrible. The itch you can't seem to scratch, forget about it. Look, I want to challenge you to try something new. Tricom. It's not like the same old itch products in your medicine cabinet. Dermatologists recommended Tricom relieves winter skin. In minutes. It really works, so you're not scratching your skin all day. And Tricom is backed by a free guarantee. Listen to this. If Tricom does not stop your itch, mail them the empty tube and they'll send you a full refund. You don't see those big companies doing anything like that, do you? When your skin is itching, when you're miserable and uncomfortable in your own skin, you want immediate relief that lasts. You can't shed your skin, so get Tricom right now. Tricom comes in a blue and white box in the first aid aisle at CVS, Walgreens, and other fine retailers. Pick up Tricom today. you know, it's the 20th anniversary show this whole week. The week is 20th anniversary radio. We haven't played some of the sound bites that I was holding, like the famous Mama Savage calls. I wanted to do it today, but the Obama speech has got me reeling from it. I was reeling. I was watching it. I got up 6 in the morning. Boo-hoo. I haven't stopped for a minute till I went on the air. And then when his speech came on, I couldn't believe it. Now we found out the pilot was a nut. Now the pilot was a nut. The wife left him a day before. Did you hear that story? Not fit to fly. I don't think Malaysian Airlines stock's going to be doing too well over this. No, it's a horrible situation. I mean, it's nothing to joke about. But the world is upside down. It's run by clowns and incompetence and just absolute fraudsters. WDRC Connecticut, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Mike. That speech, I actually think he's delusional, he's mentally disturbed, or he's on heavy drugs. I mean, he just goes...
I don't know. I can't speak to any of those factors, but I do think he's a deluded individual, Obama. I did respect his intelligence prior to this trip to Europe. I think he's absolutely delusional, number one. He has a bad speechwriter, number two, and he does have no contact with reality to give a speech about gays and lesbians in the midst of this turmoil. What do you think Putin's going to make of such a speech?
They laugh at him throughout. Everyone laughs at this man.
Unfortunately, we're stuck with him as the president of this once great nation, the shining nation to the world.
Years.
The Statue of Liberty is crying right now. He put the lamp out. If he could, he'd break the lamp off her hand.
You're great.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, if Obama could, he'd cut the budget for the lamp on the Statue of Liberty's hand in order to send Michelle on another trip. Look, she hasn't been to India yet. Think all the feasting she could do there while telling you to eat carrots. WMAL, Mendel. Mendel, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, Mendel?
Hi, Michael. If you have patience with me, I'm going to describe some things that are going on, both geopolitically and spiritually, that are of momentous importance. Just be patient. Here's what's going on. You're aware of the historical facts that after the destruction of the Western Roman Empire, of the Teutons, only Constantinople remained as the capital of the Eastern Roman Empire.
That's correct. And Constantine almost saved the West, but he couldn't.
And that's interesting that you talk about how the West needs to be saved, because that's precisely what we're going through, the decline of the West, and I'm going to explain how that's so.
So in other words, I picked up on your point right away because I'm quite intuitive and I have a scattering of history, a little bit of history. So are you going to argue that Putin sees himself as the savior of the West?
No, I'm going to argue that Putin is really the last gasp of the Roman Empire to take over the world and put in terms of one worldism, but I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself.
Mendel, wait. You could also argue that the European Union is an attempt to create the new Roman Empire, couldn't you?
You could, except you know as well as I do that up until 1917, that the insignia, the emblem of the Russian people was the two-headed eagle. That eagle was what the Romans had as their emblem as well, because Russia is really Rome a few thousand years later.
What's the emblem of the United States of America? Isn't it also an eagle?
It's an eagle as well.
Why do we have military bases all over the world? Why have we engaged in military enterprises in Iraq and Afghanistan most recently? What are we doing there if that's not empire building? What is that about?
That is about that, and it has to hark back to what the Lubavitch Rebbe told us in 1991, that when you see a war happening between Paras, which was at that time Iraq, with Melech Arvi, which is
See, now you've already gone into the spiritual because I think you've lost the grasp of where you were coming from, Mendel.
No, you're taking.
I could just as talk well about Zoroastrianism and Christian doctrines as I could about Hebrew literature, and I don't know what you're saying. I still don't know what you're arguing.
You let me go down the track. I want to say that this.
Well, we don't have it. I wish we were in a yeshiva now, and we had a samovar brewing, and we could talk until Friday when we have to break for services. Unfortunately, I'm up against a hard break. I love intelligent callers like this. Don't let you think I'm mocking the guy. I'm not. I love it. I live for the intellectual caller. I wish we could do it, but we can't.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I walk my dog every day, and I've got the best-looking dog in the neighborhood named Stanley. He's a collie mix. We meet the same people every day. They'll say, oh, he's so soft, and he's so silky. And these dogs that have this brittle hair, it's coarse. It doesn't lay nice. It's not shiny. It's dull. I tell them about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Sundance's coat was shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
We get asked all the time at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
It didn't take very long. They've got their nice, expensive jogging suit on, and their dog has their smooth, beautiful, soft, shiny coat. So now their dog looks just as good as they do.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
One Little Joint Supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-514-5679. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shop. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-514-5679. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-514-5679.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Is your well water staining your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? End these problems with HydroCare's revolutionary well water system. Get clean, healthy, great-tasting water in every faucet. HydroCare removes high levels of iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. Unlike other expensive complex systems, HydroCare's multi-stage well water system costs only $799. Doesn't require any tanks, backwashing, or electricity. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Try now, pay later. HydroCare, the smart technology for all your water problems.
Go to bestwaternow.com or call now 1-866-979-9147. That's 1-866-979-9147.
The revolution in clean water is here. HydroCare.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Really? They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and you can trust to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530. 800-467-7530.
It is the Savage Nation. Talk show should not do emails during shows. I was just finishing up an email. It's the bane and the boon of talk radio. Being on the internet, my eyes are blurry by the time the show's over. Well, I'm giving you the savage pocket history of the world as we go on. And the last caller was quite intelligent. I just couldn't follow up. There was not enough time. Joining us now is an actual historian and a talk show host who used to fill in for me. He has his own show on WRKO. And a wonderful man, Jeff Kuhner. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Michael, it's great to be with you, and a heartfelt congratulations on your anniversary, my friend.
Thank you very much. It's a big deal. 20 years at anything is a big deal, isn't it? Jeff, you're a historian. I don't know where you stand on this issue. I've been very vocal about my opinion on it. I'm shocked today by Obama's incomprehensibly idiotic lengthy speech today. Did you hear it?
Yes, I did.
Can you believe he'd bring in issues like immigration, gays and lesbians' rights at a time like this?
It was a reckless speech. It was a speech by a one-world globalist. It was a speech that I believe shows a president who is like a drunken Roman emperor who is disconnected from reality. Michael, what business is it of the United States? Which flag flies over Crimea?
I didn't know where you stand. I feel the same exact way. First of all, you know historically Crimea was part of Russia going back 200 years. Isn't that correct?
That's right. It's been historically a part of Russia. It has a special resonance in the Russian historical imagination. I can tell you this, Michael, even the opponents of Putin in Russia, even so-called reformers, say that Vladimir Putin is now being referred to as Vladimir the Great because of his decision to reincorporate Crimea into Russia. This is a very popular move in Russia. Putin is now at he's got highest approval ratings ever. The Russians back him. The Ukrainians, to me, like cowards, gave up Crimea without even firing a shot. They brought a lot of this upon themselves. You had George Soros. You had the European Union meddling in Ukraine's internal affairs, driving nationalists to overthrow the government in Kiev, and now the deeply divided country, and many of them say we stand with Russia. Now, Michael, it doesn't really matter whether you sympathize with Ukraine or you don't sympathize with Ukraine. To me, from an American point of view, we have no national interests. There are no vital economic interests, no vital strategic interests. And this lunatic in the White House is sending in 300 soldiers to Poland. He is sending F-16 fighters to the Baltic States. There's a huge Russian population in Latvia and Estonia, which are part of NATO. We may go to World War III over Eastern Ukraine or over Estonia.
And Jeff, I agree with you, but I want you to listen to clip 5. It's very short. And listen to this rewriting of history by Obama in clip 5. Neil, please play it for everyone to hear.
There can be no going back. It's not America that filled the Maidan with protesters. Ukrainians. No foreign forces compelled the citizens of Tunis and Tripoli to rise up. They did so on their own.
That's a complete lie, is it not, Kuhner, Jeff?
It's a complete lie.
Right. In other words, the CIA was in, according to all reports that everyone who has a brain has read. McCain went over there and stirred up the masses during December when Putin could do nothing because the world was watching the Olympics. And it was foreign forces, specifically America, that stirred up the protesters and brought down a duly elected government.
You had John McCain supporting the protesters. You had Victoria Nuland overheard, intercepted by the Russians, already picking which opposition leaders we wanted in power before the government even fell. So we were meddling in Ukraine's internal affairs. Now, when Russia intervened in Ukraine's internal affairs, then suddenly it's a bad thing. When we do it, it's a good thing.
But did you hear the leak yesterday from the Ukrainshenko where she said wipe out the Russians with a huge ethnic slur against Russian people in Ukraine? You heard this?
I do know that there are a lot of nationalists who are anti-Russian. They're anti-Semitic.
But Tymoshenko, who is Jew, by the way, this is the woman with the blonde hair who had been in jail, who they released from jail. She's heard in saying during a break on a Russian TV broadcast, heard urging the, quote, wiping out of Russians over Moscow's seizure of Crimea. Now, Tymoshenko was released from jail only last month, confirmed the voice was hers, but said some of the comments had been manipulated, which I don't know whether to believe. But here's what she said on Russian television, not thinking she was being listened to, quote, one has to take up arms and go wipe out these damn Kotsubs together with their leader, the voice said in Russian, without mentioning Putin by name. The word Kotsub is a derogatory Ukrainian term for Russians. Can you believe this? She adds this. I am sorry that I'm not able to be there and I'm not in charge of these processes. They wouldn't have had an effing chance of getting Crimea off me. I would have found a way to finish off these, I can't say the word, the 53-year-old leader of the 2004 pro-democracy Orange Revolution was heard as saying. I'm hoping that I will use all my connections and will get the whole world to rise up so that not even scorched earth would be left of Russia. Can you believe this? Now, this woman, by the way, was arrested for corruption. Who knows? Corruption in that area, I think, is endemic. I don't think it's limited to her. But she's heard speaking Russian, and she's saying things like this. Jeff, we're living in dangerous times. Obama's cut our nuclear arsenal by one-third, has he not?
Yes.
Obama eliminated NASA with the stroke of a pen and no one said a word except me. I wrote a whole chapter in a book about it. We are now captive to the Russians to service our own space station. We have to pay $80 million for a seat on the mission, on the shuttle, because Obama destroyed NASA and turned it into a freak show of global warmists. And now this man is talking tough in Europe. You know, as I said earlier, Jeff, Teddy Roosevelt said, walk softly and carry a big stick. This man talks loudly and carries a limp stick.
Well, Michael, I mean, as you know, as a student of history itself, Michael, this is the 100-year anniversary of the First World War. And it was begun in Sarajevo, in a far-off corner of Europe, because mm-hmm. the European powers gave security guarantees they had no business giving. We have now done the same thing. We are meddling in a far-off corner in Europe where other great powers are involved, which is none of our business. And if we are not careful under this man in the White House, we may see World War III. And my point is this, Michael. Crimea or Eastern Ukraine or Estonia are not worth the bones of one American soldier.
I would say here. I agree 100%. Let all of the liberals who love peace, go over there and let them enlist in the military. Let them enlist in the United Nations military and go fight for their belief systems. Isn't it odd, Jeff, that it's the liberals who are in favor of war now?
Well, Michael, I believe one of the reasons why they're rattling sabers with Russia and trying to poke the Russian bear is Obama clearly sees he's lost the American people. Obamacare is a disaster. His popularity is falling like a stone. He's going to get wiped out in the midterm elections. And so what he's trying to do now is act tough, standing up to Russia. And he's concocted this phony crisis in Ukraine to revive his standing. It's not going to work. But FDR dragged us into war because he wanted to save himself politically. Bill Clinton bombed Serbs into the Stone Age to forget the Monica Lewinsky affair.
Amen. 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 Thank God there's another man in the media who remembers history.
Well, thank you.
Jeff, it's really a pleasure to speak with you. You're on WRKO every morning, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And how's it going? Good, I hope?
It's going phenomenal. And, Michael, I know it's your anniversary. I want to say this to you from the bottom of my heart. You gave me my big break in radio. And I'll never forget, I was a journalist at the Washington Times. You had me on as a guest. And you were such a kind man and such a generous man that you had me fill in for you. And I got the taste for radio. I got the love for radio. I got the exposure because I filled in for you. And, Michael, you changed my life and my family's life. And I can't thank you enough, my friend.
That's very nice. Well, you deserve it. You're talented and you're smart. You know, radio needs people with an education rather than people who put up wallboard. You know, I mean, it takes more than just putting up a nail board. And nothing against the tradesmen. But, I mean, occasionally you need somebody with an education in talk radio instead of a bunch of Clarabelles speaking Republican talking points. Sorry to let the bitterness come out, but, you know, the cartel has tried to keep me down my whole life, Jeff. Unfortunately for them, they didn't succeed. Jeff Kuhner, thank you very much for being with us today on the Savage Nation. It's 44 minutes after the hour. And you are listening to the Savage Nation that opens up a line at 855-407-2282. There are other topics other than this. I don't know what they are that is of any greater interest than a president who's as Looney Tunes as this, out of touch with reality. Headline, Twitter stock just took a dump, dropped like a rock, dropped 7% by now, went down to 44.2 from 48.3, those of you into the stock market. All you techies who listen to the show in between your bus rides around San Francisco and Manhattan, for some reason Twitter's dumping. Who knows why? Someone's dumping it. Someone's shorting it out. Who knows why stocks go up and stocks go down? I'm not a stock player, except recently I did put money. I can't tell you because then it'd be a bias. But I have great faith in the development of shale in the Gulf, you know, with facilities that are going to be built down there to break shale from as far away as Vermont and turn it into LNG. That's the future of America. Maybe we'll be free of these the blackmailers in long outfits in Saudi Arabia. I mean, I would hope to God I live to the day to see them broke, where they go around the world with a begging cup where no one needs their oil anymore because there's so much energy being created from shale and fracking and whatnot. It would be a pleasure to be free of the Arab oil a monopoly. A pleasure. Just a real pleasure. Change the world for the better. That's all there is to it. What would you like to talk about? WABC Sam, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Savage. I was listening to you the first half hour, the second hour. You're amazing. I love it when you talk about politics. You see, a lunatic. Well, what's he getting up and talking about gay marriage? About he's in the middle of a speech on foreign policy.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. He's talking about Crimea, about Ukraine, and in the middle of it, he talks about gays. And I don't understand this.
He's a lunatic. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets up and says, "I am Napoleon. I am Napoleon." He's a lunatic. He's delusional.
Why is he saying we can use our laws to protect their rights in the middle of this speech? What does it have to do with that? Somebody slipped this in order to appease, let us say, a certain pressure group that put him in power. They had to work it in order to make sure that pressure group was satisfied. That's all. All right. Well, I mean, this is so irrelevant, it's frightening. That's the point of it. We all want gays and lesbians to have their rights. Let me be clear, but it has nothing to do with this. Nothing. We all have rights. They have rights and we have rights. It's enough already with the rights. How about my rights? How about my rights to not listen to this garbage anymore about it? Every day, immigrant rights and this right and that right and that right and that right. Everyone has rights except the right. Write that down. Everyone has rights except the American right. And I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmera.com, the only company I'm Michael Savage trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
What if I told you could reverse diabetes, stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, Barton Publishing has created a video you need to watch. You have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 33bloodsugar.com. People who have followed this plan at 33bloodsugar.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 33bloodsugar.com is a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 33BloodSugar.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 33BloodSugar.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video at 33BloodSugar.com. Watch for free at 33BloodSugar.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications at 33BloodSugar.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a non-profit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And a special thank you for calling. This is a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting emotions. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. It's easy. And your vehicle is free. Also get a free vacation voucher. Call now 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresh air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Take your dehumidifier and get a wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
One Little Joint Supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-514-5679. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shoppe. But you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-514-5679. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-514-5679.
Hey, listen, the IRS just issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of my savage listeners. LifeLock reminds us, identity thieves know that virtually all the info they need to steal your identity and even your life's savings is on your tax forms. Case in point, the Treasury Department announced that an ex-IRS employee used taxpayers' personal info to file multiple fraudulent returns, stealing more than $300,000 from taxpayers like you and me. Last year alone, identity thieves stole over $3 billion with fraudulent tax returns. This is too big for you to fight alone. Not even law enforcement can stop all identity theft. You've got to do something. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, do what I did and arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Protection. Visit LifeLock.com now and enter your promo code SAVAGE or call and mention SAVAGE to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate membership. You call 800-838-9050. That's 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions. It's crazy what's coming. I could see this from a mile away. You know what Obama's going to do? Well, the caller here, John, on KSFO, is going to lead this conversation, but he's right, I think. John, on KSFO in San Francisco, thanks for making the show a winner. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, longtime listener. Called you about 10 years ago. Hey, you know,
thank you.
If Putin's smart, and I know he's playing this like a fiddle because he has Ofradma in the White House, he is going to give us a aerial boat lift with all the reclaimed countries.
Oh, my God. What a nightmare. In other words, all of the disgruntled Muslims in the Crimea, for example, the Tatars, who want to get out will be allowed into America under asylum. Is that what you fear?
I'm talking about all the people that Putin is. Everybody has locked up over there, all the criminals, the insane people, the old people. Guess where they're going to dump them? Uncle Sugar. So that's what I'm...
No, it's a nightmare. No, John, it's a nightmare. This could be another Mariel Boatlift coming to America. Maybe that's why he snuck that thing about immigrants into the speech.
Yeah, that's why he put that in there. Sure. Everything he does, I believe, he knows exactly what he's doing. It's designed to just pull us down. That's it.
Wait a minute. Let me... Hold it. This is the one. This is awful. Listen to clip 8. Neil, you got to play clip 8 for the listeners who don't know what we're talking about. Please play 8 right now.
We know that there will always be intolerance, but instead of fearing the immigrant, we can welcome him. We can insist on policies that benefit the many, not just the few.
Wait a minute, hold it. When was the last time you had homeless to the White House? The last I checked, you had billionaires and trillionaires in the White House. What? Who believes this guy? What hypocrisy. What hypocrisy. I fear you're right, John.
Yep.
That they will say, okay, you want him, you got him.
Yeah, and Uncle Sucker will take him in. Yep.
Well, anything that he can do to destroy America, I guess, fits the agenda. Wow, John, thanks for listening. This is frightening. I pray to God that there's somebody who stands up to him. I doubt it. But what is Michelle doing in China that she won't allow any press with her? Never mind the Tai Chi lessons and whether she's eating this food or that. Let's be serious. It's unprecedented for a first lady to take such a gold-plated tour of a foreign nation and ban the press. Unheard of. Never happened. Don't tell me Laura Bush did it. She didn't. There's no precedence for what Queen Romanoff is doing on this trip. But what is she doing there? What deals do you think Michelle Obama may be working out with China right now? That's what I'd like to figure out. Is there a journalist in the crowd? We may need a psychiatrist in the crowd rather than a journalist, because I don't know who else could figure out how she gets away with this without any scrutiny by the American press, other than the fact that there is none. That is American press. Well, if the Tatars come to America, perhaps we'll see a new opening of Tatar restaurants next to dental offices, and then you can get a twofer. You can have your Tatar food and then have your Tatar removed. I'm sorry. Look, words are king. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Russia is the nation in the world that
has opposed us at the UN when we wanted to put tougher sanctions on North Korea, opposed us at the UN when we wanted to put tougher sanctions on Iran, sides with Assad, in fact, sides with some of the world's worst actors. And let's not forget, they have probably twice as many nuclear warheads as we have.
Thank you.
This is with thousands of nuclear warheads,
Thank you.
By the way. So this is a nation which I don't see as a threat to us.
I indicated
at the time the greatest threat to us is a nuclear Iran. But in terms of who's playing politically against America, of course it's Russia. And
boy, what a different country this would be, a different tone coming out of Romney. He's a decent man as opposed to a charlatan. Boy, did we mess up in that last election. I mean, we did the best we could. He was a moderate Republican, but my God, would we have been a different nation? The military wouldn't have been decimated. The social order wouldn't have been upset. The Arab world wouldn't have been set on fire. And we certainly would not have the situation with Russia right now. I can guarantee it because Obama's the one who stirred up the Ukraine to throw out a duly elected leader. That's why we are where we are. Never rewrite history. Those who do not know the history are condemned to repeat it. And so don't let the Democrats rewrite history for you, by the way, or you'll repeat it all over again. So here we are, and my novel, A Time for War, was ahead of its time. A Time for War. Well, of course, the title came from the Bible. Time for love, time for hate. Time for everything. And as you know, I dedicated that to the downing of the SEALs helicopter, the CH-47D Chinook. The mysterious downing of the helicopter. But I tied it into an American industrialist who had developed technology that could be used to not only knock down a helicopter by taking control of the computer chips, but in the next chapter, a car driven by FBI agents tailing a suspicious vehicle is mysteriously rendered immobile in San Francisco. Then the body of a Chinese agent is found floating miles from the Golden Gate Bridge after being fed to sharks. In the novel, the U.S. is under secret attack, and only Jack Hatfield, a popular television host, hounded from his position by left-wing forces in the media for speaking the truth, suspects the danger of this lethal conspiracy. With the help of Dover Griffith, an idealistic young woman staffer at the Office of Naval Intelligence, Jack Hatfield pursues a trail leading to a billionaire American electronics entrepreneur who has sold out his own country with the help of officials at the highest level of the American government. It was a good novel. It sold very well, but it was not widely understood to be so far ahead of its time when it was. It will be. One day, if we survive it all, they'll come to see that I am the Mark Twain of our time. But not only the Mark Twain of our time, but also in radio. And the FBI plays a prominent role in this. The FBI San Francisco field office is located on the 13th floor of a blocky white tower on Golden Gate Avenue. And today, that very same office arrested a powerful America Democrat, California Democrat, State Senator Leyland Yee. They arrested him on public corruption charges. This is you have no idea how big this case is. I am telling you, this began, according to the article today, with the investigation of a notorious former gangster, Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow. Okay, he apparently said something, I don't know what, no details were released by the FBI. There's no comment. TV cameras are showing Yee being led away. This is one of the most powerful men in San Francisco and in the state of California being led away today. Now, for the FBI to do this means that they have something very, very big to play, a big card to play. They would never risk this otherwise because they're going to enrage the entire Chinese community. And I believe that this case is going to lead to the unraveling of the entire corrupt Democrat Party in the state. It's going to bring it to their knees because they are out of control. They have wrecked the state. They've wrecked the city. And God knows where this is going to lead. God only knows. I don't know where it's going to lead. The FBI does. My only fear is that once again, the corrupt Eric Holder will stop the investigation. And if he does, he has to be indicted because he did it with Harry Reid 2 weeks ago, which is unbelievable to me. How can administration, more corrupt than any since Warren Harding, get away with this? How? What would you like me to do? I'm going to take I don't have the time, really. We can read from A Time for War. Abe Cohen, the boat heading out when he gets eaten by the sharks. Great scene. I'm going to read this, then I'm going to play my Mother Savage call from 8 years ago. Remember I told you in my novels I used to like to have Abe, the
liberal San Francisco poster man from the 60s on one side arguing with my special forces character, Doc. They would sit and argue in front of a cafe. And so they got that got Doc started on the need for capitalism, investment cash as the engine for economic growth. All the things Jack Hatfield used to promote in his talk show. So Abe replied, with your tool of the man, Doc. Then he was out of cell phone range. Peace at last. Doc wasn't wrong about everything. Abe knew that. Abe remembered the end of the free love era vividly. How freedom and love had mutated into something ugly. How every little need and aberration sought legitimacy. Choosing to control and be controlled. It started with the Gay Liberation Front at the tail end of the 60s, with its promulgation not just of male-male sex, but everything that went with it, makeup for men, and the manscaping of bodily hair, domestic partnerships, and the adoption of children, finally homosexual marriage. That was not the free love he grew up on. It was the institutionalization and proselytization of a way of life, the kind of thing that gnawed at the foundations of society. As if that wasn't enough, there was the concurrent plague of feminism, which turned so many women into castrating aggressors and then into lesbians, who, as it turned out, hated the gay male population for introducing AIDS to the world. Then there were minorities fighting for their share of attention, their permissive legislation, illegal immigrants, African Americans, Muslim Americans, hyphenates of every stripe. It had reached the point where an old singer's transgendered offspring had been attacked as being misogynist by another fanatic actor couple's child who had it chopped off, or was it sewn on, to become the new son or new daughter. Liberalism was no longer a progressive ideal. It had become a mental disorder. This is on page 121 of my great novel, A Time for War, at least 20 years ahead of its time. So let me continue reading. Now the latest annoyance. They were all banding together to fight a new enemy, capitalism, under yet another banner, the vague, messy, annoying Occupy Wall Street movement that only compounded the noise. Now remember, Abe is the liberal, right? He missed the days when everyone chilled and went with the flow. That's why these weekly getaways on his little boat were essential. He loved his store's ties to the glory days of human freedom, when Haight-Ashbury was literally in flower, and he loved his old-school radical clients, the true anarchists, the libertarians. They didn't want to erect new rules to govern new pockets of entitlement. They were all about taking rules down. Abe typically went out to the Farallon Islands to watch a society that managed to function without rules. He envied the elephant seals. They lived for about 20 years, most of which time they spent eating, swimming, and having sex. It was just like the 1960s. That's a good line. And there was the risk factor that reminded him of the old days. Just as he and his communal friends had to watch out for the cops, the elephant seals had to watch out for the sharks. He throttled down as he neared the southeastern tip of the island group. He looked out the window of the pilot house, couldn't see clearly because of the spray, and went out to the foredeck. He leaned against the rail, fished a pack of Camels from his shirt pocket. He was about to light one when he saw something drifting in the water. It was a piece of tan blazer, part of a sleeve, it seemed, with blood on the soggy cuff. He started to bring it aboard, at the same time looking around for any of the detritus. Abe felt a punch in his left thigh just below the hip. He heard a crack in the distance, quickly forgot it. As his torso went left, his legs went right, and literally bent sideways in the middle. He dropped the boat hook in the water and fell on the deck on his right side, his tense and chest heaving. He was distracted by a terrible pulsing heat where he'd felt a punch. He turned his eyes toward his legs, saw his jeans staining brown with red drops forming quickly and dripping onto the deck. There was a ragged hole in the middle of the stain. What the heck? He extended his left arm toward the hole. He thought absurdly that he'd been bitten by a bug or a seabird. Then he remembered the sharp report he'd heard. Someone had shot him? Hey, Abe said, intending to shout, but his voice sounded like a rough whisper. His vision started to swim. Blood continued to flow from the wound. He poured at it, had an idea that he'd been staunching with a handkerchief. The stranger was on board his boat now. He went below. Abe's head was lying on the deck. He heard the man's footsteps through the flooring. Then they were on deck and coming toward Abe. He looked at the interloper. The man was Asian. He was still carrying the weapons. He set them down near Abe, then knelt beside him. Abe smelled gunpowder. Okay, he thought, I've been shot by accident. The man's going to help me. Abe cried out in pain as the man picked him up roughly under the arms. Careful, Abe croaked. His head was swimming. The stabbing hot pain in his leg was all that kept him awake. He felt himself being hoisted up, pushed against the railing. He thought the man was trying to get him onto his feet so he could take him below. The world turned round as Abe was pitched headlong over the rail. He splashed hard on his back in the water, the sea filling his lungs as his arms made a brief, spastic effort to keep him from sinking. His eyes were open as the blue-green darkness was tinged with red. He sank, thinking he should text Doc about this, wondering where his phone was, his fingers clutching for it, and then the water suddenly felt very, very solid. He was being pushed against something sideways. Someone was holding his leg, trying to pull him out. Then he spun and was facing down, the pain in his leg spreading through his waist. He felt the sharp electric jolt across his belly and right thigh. Abe did not know he was dead below the waist. Mercifully, he did not feel the shark muzzle that buried itself in the cavity of his lower body, eating him from the inside. He did not feel the other sharks close on him, tearing at his arms, his torso, his face. Abe Cohen was already dead. That's from A Time for War by Michael Savage, and it's one of the important scenes that I thought you would enjoy today on the program to get us off the debacle called the Obama presidency. That's where I read from a little fiction. A Time for War, set in San Francisco's Chinatown, North Beach, and the other areas of which I'm so fond of on the Savage Nation. 855-400-7282. This is the Savage Nation. Neil, do we have time for Old Mama or not? All right, so we're going to move now to my 20th anniversary again this week. We've been celebrating in different ways with different memories. Let's play something from a woman who I remember every day, who's gone to heaven to cook God his food. Let's listen to Mama Savage about 7 years ago on the Savage Nation.
Mother Savage, welcome to the Savage Nation. How are you?
Hello.
So, Mother Savage, I was talking with my audience about fond memories and things that influenced me. And I remember the day you took me and Alan to Radio City Music Hall. Do you remember here how radio was done behind the scenes?
Oh, sure.
Do you remember when they rattled the big piece?
The NBC tour.
The NBC tour.
Right.
And they show you with the horse's hooves to make it sound like a horse
Right.
And then they rattled a piece of metal to make it sound like thunder.
Right.
And then where did you take us to eat? Do you remember where you would take Alan and I to eat?
Oh, we went to eat the Automat.
No. Well, the Automat was one place. How about when you took us to the Floridian?
Oh, my God. That's right.
Remember they whipped
Floridian, the Californian.
Now, you see, you're in Florida and California. There's something there. They whipped the eggs up. I liked about it. You made eggs. I mean, I don't want to put you down right, but they were just eggs. They were flat like everyone else's eggs. But when you went into this place, they had a way to make the egg go up like in a pyramid.
They put something in the eggs to make it puffy.
Yeah, I would have been a foot taller if I didn't eat those eggs, probably what they put in there.
They were bushes. You can't get that kind of food again.
No. Ma, let me ask you this. What was the name of the Italian chain in New York that was Romeo's 50 cents spaghetti that we'd go to, 50 cents a plate? What was it? Was it Romeo's?
I remember now Romeo's.
Remember, it was pretty inexpensive, and it was a chain, and we would go in every once in a while, and it was always...
a plate.
Yeah, but was it Romeo's spaghetti? I think
it may have been that.
What did you eat in there?
Spaghetti. I still love it.
How do you... You're 83, right?
Right.
But you're not on a low-fat diet. You never have been.
I'm not what?
You're not on a low-fat diet. I mean, you still...
I should be.
You should be. But the truth is... The truth is, you and I, once I got my PhD in nutrition, I'd come to your house and you'd always cook the same fatty foods, and I would say, how can you do that? And you always ate it, but God bless you. What else are you like on a Saturday? What do you eat when you go out?
French fried potatoes.
You're 83 years old. You eat French fried potatoes, and what else do you have with it? What other light bite?
Frankfurter. Sauerkraut.
Oh, I love you. But let me ask you, truthfully, you don't smoke or drink, right?
No.
In your life, did you smoke?
No.
Yeah, I saw once you did when you were 30. You took a cigarette.
Just to show off. Just to show off.
But, so in other words, you think that it's...
Inhale.
So in other words, what you didn't inhale like Bill Clinton. Is that what you just said? You didn't inhale. What are you, and Bill Clinton?
No, I didn't inhale.
You didn't inhale, and the president said that. Look what it did for him.
No, I never had any vices.
You never had any vices. But, Mom, what do you think...
All I did was eat food.
So you can eat anything, but what do you think is the secret to longevity?
What's the secret?
Yeah. Because you're an elder. You're 83.
Yeah, my case, what it is, I think.
What?
No sex.
No sex. Well, that in San Francisco is a sin, what you just said, because these people believe that the more is more sex you have is better.
They're not 83.
So, in other words, if I have no sex for the rest of my life, I'd eat fried tacos and I'll be okay.
I hope so.
It's not a bad trade-off, I'll tell you the truth. With the problems that sex brings in a person's life, I think I'd rather have French fries and frankfurters, to be frank with you. Barbecue now. I'm talking on a hot grill.
What do I put on?
Yeah, what do you use for a grease?
Barbecue sauce.
What do you use?
The original one, the barbecue original flavor.
What, the A1? The A1?
No.
The Worcestershire?
The barbecue flavor that I use.
Oh, you mean you use that? All right. So the secret to longevity is no sex. That's the main thing that we got.
That's what I think in my case. I don't know in everybody else's.
I think that you ought to start a self-help group. You could be bigger than Dr. Laura. I think you could go on national radio and just say, I'll tell you the truth, just eat and have sex and you live to a ripe old age.
I can't talk for everybody else. I got to speak for myself.
Oh, you're a very nice woman. Well, I'm going to sign off now.
Okay.
And God bless you. I'll call you from the party tomorrow and you'll say hello.
Have a good time.
Thank you, Mom.
Don't eat too many hot dogs and hamburgers.
No, no.
Not good for you.
Well, if I don't eat them, then I'll have to have more sex. Good night.
Good night. Sorry.
Love you. God. Yeah, I got to tell you, she passed away so many, I don't know, 5, 6 years ago, so this must have been 10 years ago. She was still healthy, and then it was all downhill. Oh, it was awful. But anyway, what a woman. What a woman. I mean, the woman had such a sense of humor. God bless Mama Savage, and I appreciate you listening to the show. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. You know I spend hours in the studio talking with guests, and I'm constantly meeting people. Hey, I don't want their bad breath, do you? Smart Mouth gets to the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get fresh, clean breath for 12 hours. Other mouthwashes, they only last, about an hour. So use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, fresh breath all night. No more morning breath. Smart Mouth for 12 hours of real, clean breath. Do what I do. Look for the green and white box at stores everywhere.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Is your well water staining your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? End these problems with HydroCare's revolutionary well water system. Get clean, healthy, great-tasting water in every faucet. HydroCare removes high levels of iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. Unlike other expensive complex systems, HydroCare's multi-stage well water system costs only $799. Doesn't require any tanks, backwashing, or electricity. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Try now, pay later. HydroCare, the smart technology for all your water problems.
Go to bestwaternow.com or call now 1-866-979-9147. That's 1-866-979-9147.
The revolution in clean water is here. HydroCare.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really?
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530. 800-467-7530.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Hello, people. Ty Bollinger here, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. There is a drug-resistant superbug, Perfect Storm, that's on a collision course with mankind. Infections that were previously treatable are returning with a vengeance. The rise of the superbugs is here, much to our chagrin. This fact, associated with the end of the age of antibiotic drugs, is rapidly approaching. Drugs are quickly becoming increasingly irrelevant as bacteria and microorganisms have learned to evolve and outsmart these drugs. But there is a solution. I've seen it firsthand. You must obtain Carnivora. That's carnivora.com. Used successfully by a U.S. president in 1985. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. I'm urging you to try Carnivora. You must protect yourself and your loved ones now. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY today.
All right, Obama's disapproval rating hits a new high over the Ukraine, lowest ever,
Savage.
Attention, did you know that certain changes at the IRS could affect your taxes in 2014? It's true, pay attention. You can actually save on both 2013 and 2014 taxes if you act now by calling my friends at Swiss America, 800-289-2646. Listen, they will explain how to start or move an existing IRA or 401k into gold, silver, and platinum in a government-accepted precious metals IRA. Savage says the more you IRA, the less you IRS. Who would you rather pay, yourself or the government? Well, one simple five-minute call to Swiss America is the first step at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Don't delay. April 15th is fast approaching, and gold prices are up over 12% so far in 2014. Remember this, the more you IRA, the less you IRS. Call Swiss America now, 800-289-2646, and tell them Savage sent the call. It's still not too late, 800-289-2646. My friends at Swiss have simplified it for you. Take action now.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Whether it's a tree fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
One Little Joint Supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing a complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-514-5679. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shoppe. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-514-5679. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-514-5679.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Speaking at the news conference in The Hague, President Obama said he's more worried about a loose nuke being detonated in Manhattan than he is about Russia. Now, you know, where did that come from? What does he know that we don't know? Like, everything? There's nothing you could say about this. Can't he just stay in Holland? It's his kind of people. I mean, that's his kind of town. You know, obtrusive government, all drugs are legal. Prostitution is legal and rampant. Drugs are legal and rampant. There's no rule of law, just rule of degeneracy. No guns? No guns? I mean, I think he ought to stay there. Maybe they could take him in, make him vice king or something.
I continue to be much more concerned when it comes to our security with the prospect of a nuclear weapon going off in Manhattan.
The number one security threat to the United States of America, in my humble opinion, is Barack Obama. He's the ball in the military. He has punctured our borders. He has done everything he possibly can to make us less safe. Who the heck is he to go to Europe and talk about Russia's invasion of Crimea? And he's so concerned about Ukraine's sovereignty and integrity and territorial limitations and borders. Who the heck is he kidding? Why doesn't he spend a little time on our borders, our security, our national sovereignty, our right to vote, our democracy, instead of sticking his nose into an affair that no one cares about in this country? That's what I think. That's my editorial. Now you know why you listen to this show, and now you know why I've beaten my competitors, and now you know why I'm not allowed on Fox News. I would never be allowed to say that. Half of them would bleed to death if they ever heard me say that. They'd have to call an ambulance to take out half the management if they ever had Michael Savage on Fox News compared to what they have on there right now. Whatever. Good luck to him. Good luck to him. There's a big, big world out there. Everyone has a place in it. I opened up the LA Times website, and an article caught my eye. It said, LAPD discipline case raised questions of favoritism. Chief Charlie Beck suspended the nephew of a former deputy chief overruling officials who recommended that he be fired after lying about an off-duty confrontation at a bar in Norco. Apparently, he uttered a racial slur. He was off-duty, and he uttered a racial slur. And so this wonderful officer, the writer Joel Rubin, I'm sure Joel has never fired a BB gun in his life. Well, let me read you what I wrote to Joel Rubin of the LA Times when I got so mad reading this article. I actually send emails to some of these reporters. You want to hear what I wrote? I said, Joel, when you were made into a red diaper doper baby, didn't you reserve any survival skills? Why must your type always hate police, the military, the family, the flag, and religion? Joel, if you were confronted by some bad gangbangers on a dark street, would you dial 911 and pray for police to save your RDDB behind? Or would you dial ACLU and try to sue your way out of trouble? Shame on you. Shame on your parents for raising such an unreasoning brat. Now, of course, I won't hear from him because he's a journalist, and I'm merely a bloviator on the radio. He's a trained journalist. He's a trained journalist the way they train them today, you know. Trained, in other words, to put out the message. The news itself is interesting. The loose nuke is a big story. And there are many other stories. The one that really attracted my attention that I mentioned to you yesterday is the case of the Tomahawk and Hellfire missile programs being killed by Barack Obama. There is no sense to this. I reported on it from the Washington Free Beacon. President Barry Obama is seeking to abolish two highly successful missile programs that certainly gives the U.S. Navy its military superiority for the last several decades. Why would he eliminate the Tomahawk missile program? Why would he eliminate the Hellfire missiles, which are part of our helicopter tank-killing ability? Why? Why would Obama suggest this? Did he do it? Or did that moron who runs the Defense Department do it? Or did one of the girls from Columbia University make this decision? You know what? Let's cut out the Tomahawks and what did we save there, 160, 28 million? Yeah, we could put in ladies' bathrooms in the submarines for that. All right, strike out the Tomahawks. We don't need them. And secondly, Tomahawk is a racist. It's anti-Indian. Just get rid of it. The word Tomahawk is offensive. It's racially offensive. That's a story. Why do you think Obama wants to eliminate the Tomahawk and Hellfire systems? Why? Tell me why he'd want to do it. Now, there's only one answer. There's only one answer to it, which is he wants to deball America's military. What other answer is there, Schmendrick? The most stupid liberal in Manhattan's Upper East Side, who just woke up, getting ready to take a shower to get ready for some clubbing 12 hours from now, even that moron could understand that this is an attempt to destroy our military. Even someone living at home at age 26, who was looking for a job online day and night, let's say when the mother pups are heading to the bedroom. Marty, have you found a job yet? Are you going out to look yet? I'm looking online, Ma. And he's, of course, getting Obamacare at home. That's really good. Then you got Michelle. That's another story. I can ask you how you feel about her abusing the taxpayer, but I know how you feel about her abusing the taxpayer. She is the most abusive first lady in modern American history. Oh, my God. Someone actually said that? Michelle Obama, the great woman herself, she's abusive? How dare you say that? That's racist. Well, no, it isn't. It's abusive for her to go to China and not permit the press to attend. It's very abusive. And I believe that one of the important watchdog groups, of which there are several, should sue Michelle Obama and make her pay back the cost of this trip when she is a private citizen from the tens of millions she's going to make through crony capitalism, whether it's a book deal for a book that won't sell or, let's say, a job in a hospital that she'll go to work, you know, like a no-show job at a construction job in New Jersey. That's what she's going to, tens of millions. Why shouldn't she pay us back? Let's look at some of the headlines. Obama's top worry, nuclear bomb in New York City. You know, did any of you watch the press conference coming out of The Hague? I thought he made a disastrous number of mistakes. I thought that was a huge mistake. He went off script. He was not reading a teleprompter. And he said things that were quite worrisome. ABC's Jonathan Call said to Obama, "Are you concerned American influence is on a decline?" And was Romney right on Russia? And Obama's answers were circuitous, made no sense, again, like an academician. Do you read it the same way? How do you feel about Rumsfeld saying a trained ape could manage the war better than Obama? 78% favor proof of citizenship before being allowed to vote. Well, of course, I don't know of a country in the world that doesn't require identification in order to vote, other than this dumb country that is afraid of the word racism the minute it's said by the Congressional Black Caucus or of Eric by Eric Holder. Of course we need proof of citizenship. Otherwise we have no country. How do you think the Democrat socialist establishment stays in power? It's through the vote of the non-citizen and the double or triple voting by the citizens of Queens, New York. Obama to kill Tomahawk Hellfire missile programs. How do you like that one? Obama says, I'm more concerned about a loose nuke being detonated in Manhattan than by Putin. Rumsfeld's in the news. Now, what about this story? A suspect goes up to a ship at a naval station in Norfolk, disarms the so-called petty officer who was on watch, disarms probably her. My guess is it was like a 5'1" chick, a chick sailor. You know, after all, women can do everything men can do. And so the civilian suspect approaches a missile destroyer, docked at the world's largest naval base late last night, disarms a petty officer, and fatally shoots a sailor on the ship. Before being killed, thank God, naval security forces, who had the wherewithal to kill this guy, is to consult some moron in the Defense Department to see if they have the right to defend their ship. This is some story. This is one of the greatest breaches of security I've ever seen. Again, how did this happen? How did this happen? Women played a great role in World War II, but they were not on the front lines for very good reason. They never could have survived the battles of the Pacific, for example. No way in a million years could a woman have survived what those men had to put up with. I was watching, I watch military history. They changed the channel now to, I don't know what they call Heroes Channel, American Heroes or whatever. I saw footage that I've never seen, and I've been a big watcher of documentaries on all of these campaigns my whole life. I sat and I had tears in my eyes. I couldn't finish my dinner. I stared at faces of boys 17 and 18 years old. 17, 18-year-old boys, they were like your neighbor. And they were sent onto Tarawa thinking it would be a cakewalk. They got butchered. They got decimated. And if it wasn't for the daring and the brains of a few Marines who could think under fire, we would have lost that campaign. The whole history of World War II would have been different, but it was a few men that saved that entire campaign and saved the American fleet, which almost went down, by the way, from the attacks. The point is that war is hell, and it's not a place for women to be on front lines. No matter what the brainwashers may want you to think, they don't belong in combat. That's one man's opinion. That's one man's opinion. It's that simple. That's so. Well, should I talk about the weather? How about the weather? Would that be something that you wouldn't be offended by? Can I talk about Michelle Obama and her disgrace, how she's mishandling her office as First Lady, abusing the American taxpayer by traveling on a trip that must cost $30 to $50 million for a vacation, not permitting any press to travel with her? You think I'm the only one offended by this? Why? Because you didn't read it in your local rag? Because she was so busy worrying about sports scores? Well, let me tell you something, boys and girls. A New York Times reporter wrote that the Obama administration is the greatest enemy of press freedom in a generation. James Risen, I believe a liberal in good standing, an LIGS. I can guarantee you he'll no longer be invited to the... He'll have to be looking for a radio show after this. So the New York Times, James Ryan reports that the Obama administration is the greatest enemy of press freedom that we have encountered in at least a generation last week, saying that the White House seeks to control the flow of information and those who refuse to play along will be punished. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-SAVAGE.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
I was diagnosed with diabetic.
High blood pressure.
High acid reflux.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit? I'm Dr. Dennis Black. 10 years ago, here in Dallas, I developed the Texas-sized solution to America's health crisis.
TexasSuperfood.com.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, organically grown, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Alfalfa leaf, alvira, apples, asparagus.
Capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the same nutrition as 12, count them, 12 servings of raw fruits and vegetables.
Raspberry, spinach, all of the that we need.
I was off all my prescription medications in the first 30 days.
I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on Dr. Black Superfood, I haven't been sick.
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have.
Thousands of people take my Texas Superfood every day. Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
Superfood.com. TexasSuperfood.com.
Is your well water staining toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? End these problems with HydroCare's revolutionary well water system. Get clean, healthy, great-tasting water in every faucet. HydroCare removes high levels of iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. Unlike other expensive complex systems, HydroCare's multi-stage well water system costs only $799. Doesn't require any tanks, backwashing, or electricity. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Try now, pay later. HydroCare, the smart technology for all your water problems.
Go to bestwaternow.com or call now 1-866-979-9147. That's 1-866-979-9147.
The revolution in clean water is here. HydroCare.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just giving me names.
Really? Mm-hmm.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for mom or dad, then call her online to get the free help you need during time. Call now, 800-467-7530.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free. And supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a non-profit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-805. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and pollutants that are trapped in your basement or space. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty each year.
Dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell.
For a healthy, comfortable home.
Hey, are you suffering from itchy skin? I'm sure Theramum is used and Tricost like that to immediate relief that lasts. You can't shed your skin, so get Tricost, Walgreens, and other fine retailers. Pick up Tricom today.
The Federal Election Commission wants an explanation of the items on Reid's campaign expense reports. The senators luckily admit today by the name of Ryan Elizabeth was $15 in change by the campaign. That's actually Ryan Elizabeth Reid. She's the granddaughter of the Senate Majority Leader.
Did you hear that? His granddaughter's last name from a $16,000 schmear job? This is what's going on under this corrupt administration. You know, if shots from the head down, You say, well, Obama hasn't personally been corrupt. He is corrupt. He's the most corrupt president in American history. What do you call changing laws according to him? What do you call stamping on the Constitution? What do you call abusing the taxpayer at every turn? I would call that corruption. Okay, as we roll in, hour number three's tail end. It's not time to tune out. It's time to tune in. Because guess what? Guess who's coming to dinner? It's Nancy Pelosi. The Democrats are in the tailspin, of course, because of their failure as a leader and their failed policies with Obamacare. So they're counting on pot to pump their vote. That's right. They're appealing to potheads to get them over the finish line. I guess they've exploited the illegal aliens as far as they can. Now Nancy turns to the potheads. Remember a few months, by the way, I've been saying San Francisco is the most corrupt city in the United States of America? Did you hear about that? And I asked for a federal task force. Now, some of you thought this was a tongue-in-cheek statement. Well, it was. I have no inside information about what's actually going on, but I can tell you, I can see from the outside how corrupt the city is, what they get away with in this one-party Democrat system. Shock. Shock report. One of the top Democrats in the state was arrested by the FBI today in a corruption case. State Senator Leyland Yee, this guy is a powerful figure, was arrested on public corruption charges Wednesday morning amid raids of his office and was charged by the FBI in San Francisco's Chinatown. You're not going to believe this. Local TV cameras show this house, Leyland Yee being led away from his San Francisco home and being placed in a car that later arrived at a federal building in San Francisco, which houses the FBI and district courtrooms. This is a major story. Perhaps this will unravel Democrat corruption, because it goes way beyond Leyland Yee. And I can only stop at that point and let you fill in the blanks. I can only stop because I guarantee you, if they can get Leyland Yee to turn at all, I can guarantee you there's going to be some vacant seats in the local opera house. Let's put it to you that way. Michael Savage boasts of trouncing rival Sean Hannity in major markets, calling him a Republican hack. I know you don't want to hear it, but it's a big story in the media today. Michael Savage continues his domination over Sean Hannity, sweeping in four or five top markets, beating him in New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Dallas, and elsewhere. Go to michaelsavage.com for all the details. I think you will enjoy it. Obama gave a speech today that was shockingly academic. He was again in people with iPhone cameras hanging on his every lying word, his academic speech like a university president. And, well, his title for Obama's speech today, from the Gettysburg Address to the Petersburg Address. After he pushed us into a new Cold War with Russia, and after setting the Arab nation on fire, Obama has the audacity to pull out an affirmative action speech out of his top hat, thinking that this college lecture on being nice will embarrass Putin into withdrawing from Crimea. Don't leave any money on the table. Well, Michelle didn't leave any money on the table. They both have the same exact practice delivery. And by the way, she's still on the $30 million junket in China. Yeah, that's just some of the news. There's plenty of other news on Savage.com, which I know Frank would turn to right now. It's the data I told about. Savage doubles, triples, rival in markets. Obama granting de facto amnesty with the press. This is ideals of democracy, borders, and after work, people vote on it. The man is getting amnesty, millions of illegal aliens, melting down our sovereignty to Mexico. It's a disgrace. If we lived in a real country, the man would be impeached and removed from office for what he has done to this nation. Meanwhile, it's reported in the local media of San Francisco that radio staffers are jealous of Savage's VIP treatment. Teddy is a true false. Only his poodle knows for sure. Meanwhile, Michelle Obama performs Tai Chi in China. She's having a heck of a good time. You know, she's on spring break. You know, and the London Telegraph there show her dancing with the Tai Chi masters on her dime. But on a 7-day trip to China, don't interrupt her on spring break. And as I say to you, she took time out to lend her support to families of passengers aboard the missing Malaysia Airlines plane, and then went back to her feasting and her dancing, by the way. And she said there's a Chinese saying that I love that says, Fushi, true happiness, help the next generation. Well, she's sure helping those illegal aliens help themselves to a lecture.
Savage.